On Wednesdays, we talk about the workplace, and today a look at the holes at the top of some of the country's biggest firms. The CEOs of both Merrill Lynch and Citigroup both recently resigned in the wake of huge losses related to the subprime crisis. Neither of them left behind a clear successor. That's a problem Joe Bauer tracks in his new book, The CEO Within: Why Inside Outsiders Are the Key to Succession Planning. He joined us from our New York studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, neither Stan O'Neill, the ousted Merrill Lynch CEO, nor Charles Prince at Citigroup had lined up someone to take over from them, although in Citigroup, Robert Rubin is now chairman, but the company still needs a CEO. Is this unusual?
It turns out that it is less unusual than you would think. More and more companies seem to find themselves at the time of succession without an obvious candidate. Probably one of the central ideas that I try to develop in the book is that succession is not an event, although that's the way we cover it in the news. It's a process that takes many years. If we think about GE or Procter & Gamble, we think of companies where the standards for performance are very high, where the companies in turn really invest in people and work with them over their careers.
Talk to us about a good succession plan. You just mentioned GE.
What's interesting about GE is if we begin and consider Jack Welch, for the first 5-6 years of his work as CEO, he was not regarded as a star. The stock of GE was not performing in a dramatic way. Jack has said to me that he wonders whether in today's world he would be given the time that he had to transform GE and turn it into the remarkable performance that the company was able to achieve. We're seeing this today with Jeff Immelt, Jack's successor. There's a lot of criticism that he's moving too slowly, that the performance isn't good enough. The earnings are doing very well, but somehow or other, the view is that GE should be growing faster. The stock market is not a particularly patient place. That puts tremendous pressure on chief executives.
There has been some reporting recently about how companies have much thinner ranks to choose from when they're looking for CEO material. What would you say to that sort of reporting? That is, there's...
It's right. I work at Harvard Business School. We provide business education to leading organizations in the world. Too many times when we talk to companies, they say, well, we know you have great programs, but they take too long. Can't you give us a transformative experience in 3 days? They are reflecting a view that it takes too much time, it's too much trouble to invest in people so that they can become good managers. It's really hard to run these companies these days. Their scale and scope has become enormous. It's complex. It's a very competitive world. And it takes remarkable people who can do the job. They don't just happen. So I guess what I'm saying is you have to recruit them and develop them, mentor them. And then if you've done a good job, when the time comes for succession, you can look at 3 or 4 candidates who might really do a good job.
Thank you very much for joining us.
You're very welcome.
Joe Bauer is a professor at the Harvard Business School, and he's author of The CEO Within.